mackerel. K84s, you like you. I don't know if there was many neighbors around to see all that. I was surprised they didn't, somebody didn't call and say, there's a guy outside trying to kill himself. He's laying in the ground.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees.
Yeah, I was up one up north one time. Where was it? Hillman, around the Hillman, Atlanta area. And a bunch of us went up there and had a couple of snowmobiles and a cabin way back in the boonies kind of thing. And it was funny because during the day, everybody was fighting over the snowmobiles, you know. But as soon as it got really dark and really cold, nobody wanted anything to do with going outside. So I'd go ride them around at night, you know. So I took off on one, and I went out toward the road, the paved road there, and got out there where all the cars, that's where our cars were parked. We had to park out there and walk in. And the snowmobile died, and I couldn't get it running. I'm like, man. So I run my butt all the way. Again, it was like 8 or 10 below. And I run my butt back to the cabin and told the guy that owned the snowmobiles, man, it's dead out there by the highway. Somebody's going to come along and throw it in their pickup truck, you know. Yeah, we'll go out there, you know. He kept screwing around. So finally we jump on the other snowmobile and head out there, and we get out there in the same exact spot. It was like a Bermuda Triangle. That one died. So we had to pull him over by the parked cars and leave him there. And I felt pretty bad about it, so I camped out there. They weren't going to let me, but I waited until they all passed out, and then I snuck out there, and I camped out by the snowmobiles to make sure somebody didn't steal them. I got woke up in the middle of the night by two state cops. They couldn't believe somebody was dumb enough to be sleeping out there in that weather.